I was born in Muncie, Indiana, and my early life revolved around that city, mostly out in the country. I was born on 12th Street, which is now called Memorial Avenue or something like that. We soon moved out in the country to Grandma's house because this was right in the heart of Depression years, 1931, 32, and so on. It was hard times, but I thought they were wonderful times because I enjoyed my childhood so much. I was around lots of cousins most of the time. And so my mother had a family that dearly loved each other. They took care of each other. They took care of Grandma and Grandpa Clark out in the country. And so it was a very good experience growing up. I really had trouble, though, the first day of school because my parents never took me anywhere where I was around other kids other than my cousins. And so strangers scared me. And my first day in school, all I could do was cry. And the teacher took me up to the front of the room, set me on a chair where she already had a mirror on the wall, and I'd sit there and watch this little boy crying. But it wasn't long until I got acclimated to everything, and before long I was I don't know, part of the gang, I guess you might say. And in fact, one day I drew a great big picture of a horse at noon hour at lunchtime, and it was almost a whole blackboard, and the teacher wouldn't let anybody erase it. She liked that horse so well. Well, I grew up with two brothers, and we would often go and visit an aunt or an uncle and play with the cousins. So that was the early part of my childhood. Then when I was 8 years old, we moved to Auburn because my dad lost his job in Muncie because the plant moved to Auburn. And so my dad came to Auburn and got a job with the same group. It was the replacement gears for automobiles. It was a service parts for service gears, actually, for automobiles. And my dad worked in shipping and receiving to start with, and they found out he could push a pencil, and so he made layouts of all the old Auburn Cord Duesenberg buildings and drew in where all the machinery was supposed to go according to his instructions. So they found out he could design. And by 1940, that was about 2 years later, they made him a designer in the tool design department. And it wasn't long until he was the chief tool designer and did really well. He designed all kinds of things, special machines, like for a three-prong spider. But I was real proud of him. And went to Auburn to school, went to DeSoto School to begin with, a grade school in the third grade. And then I went to junior high school for 2 years at seventh and eighth grade. and to high school 9 through 12. So it was a great time growing up, and I was always in Auburn. Everybody played, any boy played ball. And I got started pole vaulting and high jumping. So from my later grade school days until high school, I was known as a pole vaulter. So I had, when I graduated, I had three records that lasted for 10 years until the fiberglass poles came out. Thing I regret now is that my parents didn't go to church. They were good people, but they didn't take us children to church. And I missed that. That was a great void in my life now that I look back.